Hare Krishna, I welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Jepa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, 14th chapter, 48th verse onwards. So before I hand over call to Prabhuji, I would request Tiffany Mataji, please give a brief introduction on Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvika. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhuji is a brahmachari from ISKCON, Pune. He is a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, and he has been practicing Krishna consciousness for way more than 12 years. Prabhuji studied BTech from NIT in Trichy. He has also worked as a senior manager in Tata Motors in Pune. His current services include area management and project development head at areas around Pune. He's a counselor, youth and corporate preacher, congregation preacher, secretary at Voice Organization, and he is also a remote mentor for New Vedic Cultural Center Pune Temple. Prabhuji knows many languages such as English, Hindi, Tamil, Malayalam, Bengali, Marathi, Telugu, and Japanese. He has degrees in Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, IDC, and teacher's training courses. Hare Krishna. And as Vinita Gandharvika Mataji also said, please turn on your cameras for Prabhuji's class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you everyone for turning on your cameras. I think Prabhuji is not yet in the call. So, right. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much Prabhuji for joining and giving your sweet association this morning. We are very fortunate to have you on the call. Please take over the call Prabhuji. Verse number is 5th Canto, 14th chapter, 48th verse Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, we cannot hear you at all.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, can you hear me now?
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes,
now we can hear you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I was just saying that I feel very fortunate to be amongst all of you to address on this great subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam today. So before we begin, let's start with prayers. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindobhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam. Hare Krishna. Once again, very very happy to be with all of you. And if you are all happy to be with me, then please turn on your videos. That's how I will understand that even you are equally happy to be with me. So it's dadati pratigrinati. This is a personal reciprocation. Please do reciprocate. I just wanted to share something which is very fresh and something that happened just this particular morning. It's just small. However, small things do teach us something very big in life, right? So what had happened was today is the celebration of, it's the Vyas Puja of my spiritual master today. So we were having the Vyas Puja celebration today in the temple. And I had gone to the big temple. Like when we have several temples and centers in Pune, and the biggest temple being ISKCON NVCC, New Vedic Cultural Center. I happened to be in one of the extension centers of Pune, which is called Kharadi. This is the IT hub. That's where we are situated and serving. And we all, whenever Vyaspuja is there, all of us celebrate together. Yes, we all celebrate together. So today was the Vyaspuja. And all of a sudden, one of my senior god brothers just turned to me and said, in between, it was a flow of nectar from all very, very senior Vaishnavas who were sharing their wonderful experiences, how small incidences were teaching them very big lessons. And I was sitting and hearing, and I was hoping that this nectar flow continues, and it goes on and it goes on. And all of a sudden, one of my senior god brothers, he just told me that Prabhu, Prasadam is going to start because the offerings go on, and somehow in India, Prasadam is really important. So the Prasadam serving has to start on time. So there are devotees who committed for Prasadam serving, but they are not here because of the rains. Yeah, the weather is quite unpredictable. It's winter. Normally, it never rains. In my so many years of experience of stay in Pune, it never rains. But today it was pouring like cats and dogs very heavily. And it was raining, so many of the devotees who committed to come for the seva couldn't come. So would you like to render some service? I asked a question, when should I report? Immediately. There is no saying no. Okay? So I just asked, when should we report? And we were told you're supposed to report at 12:30 sharp. So, well, I'll be there. And can I bring in some more people along with me? I have a few more people from our center. And they said, please, everybody, all of you can come. So they invited everybody. So I told whoever I could see from our center, let us do the Prasadam serving. This is our service to the community at large. Let us take up the Prasadam serving anxiety and let's go. So we all went in for service. And when we all went in for service, what happened? As soon as we entered for service, we were told to take the Prasadam. And of course, Vyaspuja means fasting till noon. It was such a relief. We went for service. And we got Prasadam. And there were so many of them who came for Prasadam because they had other work. Some of them had taken half day for work. Some of them might have other commitments, etc. But they came for Prasadam. And those who came for Prasadam, they got service. They were told, come on, come in and serve these people. Yes, so those who wanted service, they got Prasadam. And those who went for Prasadam got service. Hare Krishna. So always choose service. That's the moral of the story. Yes. So thank you all very much for giving me this wonderful opportunity to be a servant today, to be discussing on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5. Text 40.
We are celebrating tomorrow, Prabhuji. Jagannath Maharaj Vyasa Puja.
Okay, you're all celebrating tomorrow?
Yes.
Amazing. For Tithi wise, it is there today for us. So we're celebrating. All right. So this is 5:14:40. The shloka. Yadapi digiva jaino yajvino yevai rajarshaya kimtu paramrde shayi ran ayameva mameyam itikrita vairanu bandhayam visrija swayam upasamhrtaha. Can someone read the translation for me?
I can read it, Prabhuji. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There were many great saintly kings who were very expert in performing sacrificial rituals and very competent in conquering other kingdoms. Yet, despite their power, they could not attain the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is because those great kings could not even conquer the false consciousness of, I am this body and this is my property. Thus, they simply created enmity with rival kings, fought with them, and died without having discharged life's real mission.
Very interesting. Yadapi, even though Dig iva jayino. Dig means directions. There are 10 directions, right? So, conquering 10 directions. Yajvino yevai. Indeed, performing the most difficult sacrivayagnya. So, it's yajvino yevai. Yes, who? Rajarshaya. this way, great saintly kings, Rajarshis. Yes, Rajarshaya, very saintly kings, good kings, pious kings. Kintu, but although they performed all these things, Paramrde Shariran Asyameva. These people, what has happened? They were Param, and this Param here refers to this entire world. Param Mrdhe. Mrdhe means, Mrdhe refers to the battlefield, the battleground. Shairan. Shairan, they were just shy. Shaya means to sleep. Shairan means they were just lying down. Lying down there. Shairan Asyam. In this particular world, Eva, they were just lying down, dead. Mama Iyam, this is mine. Yes, this is all mine. Iyam. This is mama. This is mine. This was their consciousness. Yes, and because of this consciousness of being identifying with I and mine, Krita, they performed vaira. They made enmity. Yes, they made enmity. And anubandhayam. Okay. This is the kind of relationship they, bandhayam means that's a relationship, sambandha. It comes from sambandha. Vaira anubandhayam means an end, a relationship of enmity. This was something that they kept performing. Why? Because they have not given up the consciousness of mame. Visrijya, they couldn't give up. Swayam upasamhitaha, as a result of which they were killed themselves. Which means the life duration passed away. And the whole life, what have they done? The whole life they have just conquered over others' territory, amassed wealth, and just done all those things which a king is supposed to do. But in the end, yes, you have achieved all varieties of material assets. That is the only achievement. So can I start with the story? If you all are happy, okay. I'll tell you. So once there was a king, and this king was a very, very pious king, loved by all his countrymen, all his citizens. People all loved him very much. Yes, and he loved to brag about his activities. So this king came up to his court and he said that, well, please, all of you understand that I am your great king. Please understand that I became a king at a very, very young and tender age. And till now, nobody has the authority ever to have dethroned me. We have never been conquered by any enemy. On the other hand, anybody who has dared to be my enemy has got their throat slit in the battlefield. Anybody who has dared to be my enemy has lost their land to me. And I have amassed huge and huge wealth and increased the treasury of my kingdom to a great degree, by which I have performed many, many sacrifices for the prosperity of my kingdom. The king continued to boast. As a result of political alliances, I have married so many daughters of other kings and included their territory into my territory. Yes, I have expanded my kingdom this way. I have increased my cavalry. I have increased my elephantry because horses, elephants and camels, these three are great assets in war. Correct? So camels, I have just increased all my assets. See, even all of you are feeling so bored hearing his glorification, right? Even the citizens were all bored. That's what they were all doing. Just like all of you are bored hearing his achievements. What is this? What is he doing? So they were also very bored. And he kept boasting. So as he was boasting like this about his conquest, about his marriages, about his army, about his children that he has produced from them, who are all well-trained, well-equipped, and extents of his army, which is increased. Just then a saintly person entered. A saintly person came in. And as soon as the saintly person came in, well, the king bowed down to the saintly person because this was a pious king, Rajarshi. What was he? Rajarshi. Pious king. He valued a saintlyhood. He valued Brahmanas. This is how the king would be. And even traditionally, any Kshatriya, as soon as a Brahmana comes, would offer the Brahmana their seat. Which means practically the king would give up his kingdom and say, Brahmana, now the kingdom is yours. I give it up in charity. They were so detached. I remember once we had gone to a very big company. So company owner had requested us to, he was forcing us literally, please do come and occupy my seat. Which means what? Yes, this is the way. You come and sit on my seat. Come to my cabin and sit on my seat. Many of them do that. In India, it's very common. You invite the sadhu and make them sit. Yes, give. So that they, this is done traditionally, so that they develop a sense of detachment. Yes, they develop a sense of detachment. And they also realize the importance of sadhu. That is why this is done. This is very common. I have sat on many seats like this. Just sitting there. And people even click photos. Okay, so there's a Swami who came and he sat here. So nice. So the king sat and the Brahmana, he advised him, please speak something which can enlighten us. So the Brahmana started speaking from the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. How many of you read the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Ooh, this is technical stuff. Very, very analysis. Nainam chindan vishastani, nainam dahati pavakah, nachainam kredayan chapo, nashoshayati marutaha, achedyoyam yadakhoyam, achedyoyam eklosheyevacha, ityasarvagatastanu achaloyam sanatana. It's very, I love it, but not everybody can fall in love with this. Because it's very scientific, it's very technical, it's dry, it's about the soul. So the king who was in the lecture slowly kept changing his pose. Okay, I have to be awake. Here we go again. Oh, no, no, no. He tried to pinch himself, beat himself. I have to be awake. Awake. Oh, he was sleeping in the class. And so were his all courtesans. They were all they're helplessly sleeping. Because you can handle tattva only if you have sattva. Yes? You can handle tattva or pure spiritual knowledge, transcendental knowledge only if you are in sattva. But the kings are never in sattva. Raja means rajas. The moment you called a king, king is called Raja. The Raja is derived from Rajoguna or the mode of passion. So the king was very passionate and the king couldn't handle it. So he was 1, 2, 3. He was trying his best, but he couldn't handle it. And the Brahmana saw this. He felt offended. Yes, this is the greatest offense. This is called Bhagavatam speaker aparad. If you sleep in the class. Yeah, you sleep in the class. This is Bhagavatam speaker aparad. And this is what many of us commit. Right? It is also an offense to sleep in the Bhagavatam class. Every devotee who considers oneself to be a Vaishnava must be very careful not to sleep in the Bhagavatam class, especially with your video turned on. Yes? Because that really annoys the speaker. That's the worst thing a speaker can ever have. Come on, am I so boring? I took nearly 5-6 hours of my solid time and investment of consciousness, energy and everything to prepare this class. And all you can do is sleep? This is really the most disgusting thing. It's a very discouraging sight. Come on, I prepared so much on you guys. And especially if there is sound effect. That's even more annoying. Some people even snore in the class and my God, am I so boring? Really? So much. There are sounds coming from all directions. And some people, they tap to wake them up. Some people get up like that. Yes, so this is something that speakers have to tolerate. Yes, speakers have to tolerate. So just speaking about my spiritual master, once what had happened was... my spiritual master had gone to a place for a program. This happened in Pune. So he had come to Pune many years back to give a program. And that particular program, he spoke so many lectures. He gave quite a good time of association. And in the end, the Mataji host of the program, she was spending her whole time in the kitchen. Literally a week before Guru Maharaj came, she was meditating. Oh, Maharaj is going to come. I'm going to make his favorite item. I'm going to be cooking this. She had a very good, this is called Manoratha. That means mental preparation. So I'm going to get the best of the vegetables, the sabjis, the best of the products. I'm going to have it everything fresh. I'm going to have all vessels cleaned up, all new vessels, all kitchen cleaned up 10 times with all cow dung, cow urine, then water and all disinfectant, everything. And finally, I'm going to cook. So she did that. And after all the preparation with whatever love she had, she offered and brought it. And Maharaj said, well, I'm not hungry. I'm not taking. And she started crying, very senior lady, no? Very senior lady. She started crying, pitifully crying. Maharaj, whatever, you can imagine how she was crying in front of everyone. And we were shocked. We didn't know what is going to happen because she did so much of preparation. And she expressed, Maharaj, I'm feeling so bad. So Maharaj said, I know. Even I feel so bad when I invest my all time, energy, effort, consciousness. I put my sweat and toil. I prepare the lectures. And when I come and give the lectures, you all sleep. You all sleep. Even I too feel bad. He expressed that. Of course, he accepted the prasad. Didn't eat. He accepted it. Said, well, I'll handle it. So the whole point is, the guy slept off in the class. And this can be the most annoying thing for anyone. He was not an ISKCON devotee, the Brahmana. As a result of which, he didn't say, Jeev Jago, Prabhus, Jeev Jago. Some devotees do that. They start singing the song. Like, where's His Grace Gauravani Prabhu? Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. They sing in that tone. He didn't do any of that sort. He just got up and he was so annoyed. Oh, King! King Bhav, we woke up. My God. Did I commit something wrong? Did I commit any offense? Oh, I didn't I give you the water? I'm so sorry. He said, I don't, you call me for a lecture and you sleep in my class? He said, oh, actually, what to do? We're all materialistic people engrossed in materialism. They're stoked with material energy. We're having so much of passion. So we can't hear all this stuff. We hear this stuff, we go off to sleep. You give me something practical to do. Yes, give me something practical, some action item. Yes, you tell me what to do. I can do something physically, something practically to please you. Please, please tell me. Please tell me. Actually, the best thing you can ever do to a person to please them is to listen. The greatest service you can do to your spiritual master is to hear and apply their vani. The vani seva. This is the best. There's nothing higher than this vani seva. Serving the instructions of the spiritual master. But here, is this person telling you, tell me something else. Then the sage deliberated for some time. And he decided, well, I'll tell him to do something. And he told him something which was really funny. He told the king, well, king, I want you to do this. If you want to please me, I want you to go out in your entire country. You said that you have a vast, vast territory. Go and I want you to find a murkha, a foolish man. Yes? Okay, okay. He was noting down all the instructions. He was very attentive. Right? He was noting down, yeah, find a foolish man and going everywhere in the country. And what else? Then he said, yes. And then give him a stick. Okay, give him a stick. And then tell him to go around the entire country. Keep rotating the stick. That's it. He just has to rotate the stick and keep going all over the country. King was noting that down. Yeah, yeah. Rotate and go all over the country. And then what? And then do pay him salary. He said, well, I'll pay him salary. And then, yes, just do this much. I'll be pleased with you. And the king was like, really? That's all? The sage just said, that's it. And the sage walked away. And the king was like, what kind of instruction is this? What do I do? I don't know. He told, come on, don't just look at my faces. Go find a fool. So he sent his people in all directions. And they were searching for a fool. So there was one man was sitting on the branch of a tree and he was cutting the very same branch he was sitting on. And he was sitting in the opposite direction and he was cutting it. So the soldiers saw him and said, hey, foolish man. And this person said, hey, you foolish man. Say, hey, don't talk like that. You don't talk like that. And you will fall down. You will fall down. So he was telling and he cut. And what? He fell down. Oh, my back is paining. I fell down. Oh, you people predicted the fact that I will fall down. So you all must be really great astrologers. Please tell me what is going to happen to me in future. And these soldiers looked at each other and said, well, we found ourselves a murkha. We got a murkha. Chaval, come to the king. And he said, hey, don't take me. Don't take me anywhere. And they took him to the king. They dragged and took him to the king. And they placed him in front of the king. And they said, king, this is murkha. Hey, don't call me murkha. You are murkha. And the king said, okay. The most intelligent person in the universe. He said, yes, that's me. Yes. So I want you to do a job. I want you to take the stick He took the stick. I want you to rotate it and go all over the country. And the Murkhas, this person, Murkha said, hey, what am I going to get for that? The king said, I'll pay you salary. He said, all right, then I'm willing to do this for whole life. Thank you. And he started rotating it and going all over the country. Many, many years passed. Many, many years passed. And after that, the king was on his deathbed. The king was coughing mucus. He's got old. And he was he was just remembering all his wonderful days of his youth. But now he was old. So he said that I'm going to depart very soon. And I have met everybody. But I think I'm missing somebody. I miss someone. I said, yes, yes, of course, that Murkha. I believe even that Murkha must be an old guy right now. So please bring the Murkha. I would like to meet him. So the Murkha came with the stick. And the king said, oh, Murkha. And Murkha said, hey, don't call me Murkha. I'm very intelligent. I said, okay, you're the most intelligent person in the whole creation. I would like to tell you something. Adi Murkha, you have been doing this service of rotating a stick for a long time. He said, I was enjoying it. He said, yes, yes. But you two have become old now. You please retire. He said, hey, no, I don't want to retire. I want money. He said, king said, don't wait. I'll pay you full pension. But retire now. He said, okay, fine. I'll retire. But what do you want me to do? He said, actually, I'm going to die. Yes, what is death? What is meaning of dying? The king said, I'm going to go off to such a place, such a far, far place. After going where nobody comes back. Will you ever come back? He said, no, I'm not never going to come back. And Murkha said, all right, king, I want to come with you. King said, no, Murkha, you cannot come with me. Murkha said, oh, that means you're taking all your queens with you. I understand. You want to go and enjoy with your queens. That's what you want to do? He said, no, I'm not going with my queens. Oh, then you're going with your children. You're going with all your children there. King said, no, Murkha, what can I say? I cannot take any human being with me. Please understand. He said, all right, then you must be taking your horses, your camels, your elephants that you must hold up. You must be taking them with you. And the king said, no, Murkha, I can't take any living entity with me. What to speak of human beings? Then all right, you must be taking your golds, your diamonds, your rubies, your pearls, your emeralds, your lapis lazulis, and all these things that you kept accumulating. Murkha said, Murkha, what can I tell you? Actually, Murkha, I can't take anything. I can't even take a tip of a needle with me when I'm going to this place. Murkha said, all right, then you have to go alone. Good for you. Bye. Goodbye. So long. The king said, but I want you to not stop this particular thing, service from happening. I want you to take the stick and to give it to another Murkha. No, wait a minute. Give it to a greater fool than even you. Somebody greater than you. Mahamurkha. Find a Mahamurkha, a great fool, and hand over the stick to that person. Murkha said, all right. He was looking in the audience. Well, who is a greater fool than me? Is it you? Is it you? Must be you. Like that, he went to everybody. And finally, he went near the king. And he said, oh, Mahamurkha, take this. And the king was shocked. The entire army stood there. They all pulled out their swords and they just went to attack. They almost wanted to behead this person. How dare he? What is his audacity to come and give the stick to this king? They all were about to attack him. That time the king stopped them. The king stopped and he said, you have one last chance. You're just this far away from getting killed. So you have one last chance. Tell me, why did you say so? Because it's very simple. Okay. You know that someday you have to go to this place called death. Right? Said, right. And you know very well that when you're going to go to this particular place, you're not going to take your queens with you. You're not going to take any of your children with you. You're not going to take your army with you. You're not going to take your animals with you. You're not going to take your wealth with you. You knew this. But still, your entire life, you kept amassing for and conquering, amassing and accumulating all these things. This is all you kept doing and nothing else. Yes? This is all you did. You knew this was going to happen. Still, you invested your entire energy. Invested all your time in getting those things which are not going to come with you at the point of death. Hence, in my opinion, you're a much greater fool than I am. And the king by now had realized it. He clearly said, I'm so sorry, O great soul. we kept addressing you and like a murkha, we kept treating you like a fool, but you cannot be a murkha. Please reveal yourself. You must be a great sage. And then the murkha reveals his true identity and tells that I am actually the disciple of a sage in whose Bhagavatam class you had slept off. Remember, you're not interested in that class. Yes. And the king said, well, now I'm very much interested in the class. Please give me the class right now. And I am going to definitely take each and every word very seriously, because right now I am in a desperate situation. I'm on my deathbed and death can invite me at any point and I may have to leave. Yes. So that is when the murkha teaches this person the true very essence of life, which is Prema Pumartho Mahan. That's what Srila Prabhupada adds this translation. Yes. Yeah, you can keep conquering other kingdoms. You can exhibit your power prowess. But if you cannot attain the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything is waste. It's just a waste of time. You simply are nothing. You fight with rival kings. You fought with them and die without having discharged real mission. Many a times what happens is a soldier, so I'm just not talking about king, a soldier who fights with another country. Now there are two countries having a war. There's a country A and there's country B. So people of country A, they have a lot of patriotism. We call it patriotism, right? In patriotism in Sanskrit is called as Desha Bhakti. You know, bhakti towards the nation. That's what people have coined the word. It's a coin, concocted word. There's nothing like that. So Desha Bhakti, as a result of which a soldier of country A shoots. Come on, this is for country A. And while killing others, he's meditating on country B. And suddenly one bullet comes and hits him. Oh, he dies. What is his last thought? His last thought is country B's soldier. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavan tajate antikalevaram. Srimad Bhagavad Gita 8 chapter 6 verse, the law of last thought. By this, what happens next life? He is born in country B. Man, he has the same propensity of a soldier. So he retains the same propensity, becomes a soldier of country B. And now what is he doing? He's doing the same thing. But showering the bullets at country A. Hare Krishna. And this A, B, B, A, B, B, A, this keeps going on, very unfortunately. And one doesn't have the time to develop the very essence of life, which is love for Godhead. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The real mission of life for the conditioned soul is to re-establish the forgotten relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engage in devotional service so that he may revive Krishna consciousness after giving up the body. And this is the whole purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam class. Right in the beginning of the day, we are reminded that no matter what activity you do, because right now after the Bhagavatam class, we are all going to go for our respective activities, for our respective occupations, for our respective seva. But what is the purpose? Keep the purpose in mind. The purpose is prema pumartho mahan. That is to develop this loving devotional service for Krishna. This is the whole purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam class. To remind us every day this very same point. You may do different things, but ultimately, if your purpose is perverted, there is absolutely no use. The purpose is to develop, to revive our forgotten relationship with Supreme Lord. At the end of each day, we are all trained in our system, in our monkhood, our Shiksha Gurus, they trained us that when you take rest, you have to do something called Atma Nirikshanam. Atma Nirikshanam means self-introspection. This we do every day when we sleep. We just don't hit the bed. Come on, just and sleep off again. We don't do that. We, before going on to bed, we offer pranams, panchang pranam. And while offering the pranam, we do Atma Nirikshanam. We analyze, today, have I sufficiently contributed to the cause of establishing my lost relationship with Krishna? Have I done that? And this Atma Nirikshanam is very important. Each and every one of us should do it. Please try it for a week. And you will see that you will develop better consciousness, and you will be conscious throughout the whole day. You will be definitely very conscious in thinking, how close have I come to Krishna today? was today a very good investment in my Krishna consciousness, or it was something which was a very bad investment? Did I succeed in my real business? Our real business in developing love for Krishna. Have I succeeded in that? So this self-introspection, Atma Nirikshanam, is something that we should definitely do every night. And we just do this. We do this, the next day you'll be very conscious not to waste any time. You'll be very conscious not to invest your time, I would say waste your time, in those activities which are not value-adding. Yes. And the whole purpose for this, if we do forget everything, that's the problem with us. We are forgetful beings. We don't know what we ate 4 days earlier for breakfast. We don't know that. We don't know the clothes we wore. Yes, of course, in my case, I have only one color to wear. Right, but what clothes did we wear 1 week back? Or same time, 3rd December 2020. It is 3rd December 2020. What were we doing 1 year back? We don't know. At the same time, what were we exactly doing? Who we were with? Where were we? Don't know. We're forgetful beings. Similarly, we forget even the purpose. We very forget the very purpose of life. That is why Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, every day listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, this tunes us into the right purpose. Why should I perform my activities? Why? Why? Is to succeed in that mission of reviving one's relationship. Going at it. One doesn't have to give up his occupation as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or whatever. In any position while discharging his prescribed duty, one can develop Krishna consciousness simply by associating with devotees who are representatives of Krishna and who can teach the science. Yes, that's it. That's it. This is the whole would say a catalyst to our process of reviving this relationship is association. This another thing you can add in your self-introspection in the day. What quality association did I take? What quality association did I take today? We do take association. We do. Oh, Haribol Prabhu, Haribol Mataji. Very nice. Nice to see you. And we have all talks. It's called Gramya Katha. Yes, village talks. Prabhupada used to tell Gramya Katha. In fact, Raghunath Das Goswami was instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Balona khaibe ara balona paribe. Gramya vartana karibe ara gramya vartana sunibe. In association of devotees, don't listen to mundane talks. This can happen in association of devotees also. Gramya varta na sunibe, gramya varta na kohibe. We don't speak mundane stuff. We don't listen to mundane stuff. So that is why I'm talking about quality association. What quality association have we invested in today? I know there's a Vaishnava in our community. This devotee does plan his association. Planned association. He goes to senior Vaishnavas without any managerial purpose. No agenda. Just go and inquire, because that's how we should in association. You benefit when you inquire, because this one inquiry that you make can pull out the best gem like realizations from the other Vaishnava. Just one inquiry. Yes, just one question. Now, I remember once that this is a very famous, I keep quoting this, but there's something that impacted me. I remember I had gone to meet, this is the days where I was working with Tata Motors. And I had gone to the temple to meet my Shiksha Guru before I became Brahmachari. So I went to ask to report about some managerial situations in our center. So I had gone to take some guidance. So that time, His Grace Radhesham Prabhu took my hand and he pushed me into the GBC room. That there it was His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj. He was there inside the room. So he just pushed me there and I was completely unaware of anything. There were no WhatsApp and nothing was there. No news. I never know even Maharaj is there. Right? So he just pushed me and he said, ask questions. I'll come after some time. And I was like in front of Maharaj. Maharaj looking like this. Yes. And I immediately offered dandavats. And I got up. Maharaj said, yes. Prabhu, how may I serve you? Do you have any questions? I said, how can I say no questions, Maharaj? You'll ask, why did you come here to waste my time? I said, yes, I do have a question, but I'm figuring out what to ask. I was just figuring out. Then finally, Krishna gave me some intelligence. And I just asked, Maharaj, how to be humble? Maharaj, how do I be humble? And Maharaj just gave one line answer. You become humble when you get knowledge. You become humble when you get knowledge of the greatness of Krishna. You become humble when you get the knowledge of insignificance of the living entity. And all of this is beautifully presented in Srimad Bhagavatam. That's all. This is many years back. Many, many years back. But although it was a very brief association, it was not like he gave me 2-3 hours at a stretch. It was hardly a minute or two. But it was a very impactful association. And I remember it. I cherish it. I quote it again and again. Because that really impacted my heart. Wow, you can develop Trinadapi, because this is something that my spiritual master quotes again and again. Trinadapi Sunichena. He keeps telling this. So I wanted to ask how to, I don't know what is Trinadapi Sunichena. Well, let me inquire. And that's what he said. Gain knowledge. Read Srimad Bhagavatam. Understand your position. Understand Krishna's position. You will become humble. This is association. Although lava, that is why it is said, lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. Tulayena lavena api na swargam na punarbhavam bhagavat sanghi sangasya martyanam kimutashisha. So this shloka in Bhagavatam is quoted twice. Not just once, twice. Once in first canto, second, fourth canto. And even what do the scriptures speak? Scriptures speak about three things only. Yeah. Scriptures only talk about three things. What are they? Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Sarva Shastra Koya. That's it. Three things. Association of devotees, association of devotees, association of devotees. These are the only three things that the scriptures speak about. And lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. You want perfection in life? Just take advantage for even a moment. Momentarily sadhu sangha. So that's what counts. So we need to analyze how much sadhu sangha, quality sadhu sangha have we taken. Just like, for example, the king. In the beginning of his young age, he was having this sadhu sangha. But did he benefit from that association? No, he was sleeping in the class. Yes, he was nicely sleeping. It was like a lullaby. Yeah, continue. Please go on. I'm getting good sleep. Normally, kings, my nights are sleepless because of so much of anxiety and burden of running the kingdom. But your words, wow, at least I got sleep. Yeah, please continue. I'm getting good sleep in the classes. That's not benefiting from association, right? So he benefited from the association of the Murkha. Yes, so we should benefit from association. Next. Regretfully, the big politicians and leaders in the material world simply create enmity and are not interested in spiritual advancement. Material advancement may be very pleasing to anybody, to an ordinary man, but ultimately he is defeated because he identifies himself with material body and considers everything related it to be his property. This is ignorance. I would like to ask a situation. Now let's go back in time. When we were kids. Okay, back to that time when we were kids. Right? As kids, what did we love to do? Be honest. Tell me. You can type it in the chat. You can even unmute and you can say. As kids, what did we love to do?
You want to play.
Play.
That's it.
Play.
Play, 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 play. Just have fun. That's it. To play. FC, jump. Play, have fun. How many of you really like to study?
No.
None of us. Yes. So thank you. We're all in the same boat. We never like to study. We wanted to play. And if we were given all the time, what we would do? We would play, play, play. If the school were to ask us, how many days in a week do you want to have classes? And how many days in a week do you want off? How many days in a week do you want off? What would you say?
All day.
Every day.
Every day.
All day. All day. All day.
All day. So, Grace, Vinita Gandharvika.
Not only as daughter. Kids, Prabhu, even as adults, we want to have a holiday every day.
Yes, very true. We don't go to company because we are having boss prem. We are having boss prema. We are in love with our boss. The student doesn't go to the school because I have teacher prema. No, it's not like that. Correct. We are boss brain. Boss, I'm in love with my boss. So I go every day to company. No, we have to work. Nobody likes to work. If somebody can pay all my checks, I don't mind going. I want to play. Yes, that's our true nature. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, natas samaschad vivikas cha vidyate, parasya shaktire vividaiva shruyate, swabhavaki jnana balakriya cha. Even God there in the spiritual world, natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, he doesn't have any activity to do, he doesn't have any work to do. He doesn't have to take his laptop and go to company every day. Sorry, this is my punch-in time, I have to log in now. Please, excuse me. All leelas, stop. Let me go, I'll now be returning after 6, 7, 8 hours. There's no work for us. There's only play. But what actually are the children expected to do? Study. Why? Because investment in studies is investing in the bright future. On the other hand, play is good for entertainment. It's vihara. It's not karma. It's vihara. Similarly, just as a living entity loves to play, but actually the living entity is supposed to study. Similarly, the material advancement is compared to the play, foolish play of a living entity. Yes, it's not going to be any of value adding. Yes, it's not going to add any value. But the study, which is very painful, which is something we don't want to do, which is something which is really, no, is the spiritual advancement, something that we are actually supposed to do for our bright future. That is something we are actually supposed to do. You get the analogy? Yeah. All right. We move ahead. Actually, nothing belongs to him, not even the body. By one's karma, one gets a particular body. And if he does not utilize his body to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all his activities are frustrated. The real purpose of life is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.13. Ataha pumbiridvi jasreshta varadashrama vibhagashah swanushtistasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. Yeah. Samsiddhir harito. This is the most important line. Haritoshanam means meant for the pleasure of Hari. Yes, what do we do? Our society is centered around what? Our society is centered around everything except haritoshanam. Normally, why do people work? Kutumba toshanam. That means kutumba means family. You want to please family members. Yes, you want to please family members. Some people, they're fascinated by dogs. Now, this is something. In Kali Yuga, people love dogs. I don't know why. There's kutta toshanam, kukura toshanam. So there was one person, I was going to a program and I was going to give a Bhagavatam class in. I'm staying in the east. My center is in east of Pune. So I was invited to give Bhagavatam class in west of Pune. That center is called Vishalnagar. So they had called me to speak something on book distribution. To inspire all the Vaishnavas to go out and distribute books in this marathon. So I was going there. On the way, as I was being driven by one devotee who was taking me, I saw one man. This man had 5 dogs with him. And he was going on a jogging. He was jogging in the morning and taking 5 dogs with him. My God, I said, stop. If you can take 5 dogs out, you can definitely take 5 books of Srila Prabhupada. Come on, take 5 books. Your capacity to take 5 dogs and go, definitely you have capacity to take 5 books. So that this man, he wouldn't even take 1 book. He said, no. Dog toshanam. That's what I wanted to do. Dog toshanam. I went to a one house program. There were 8 members in the family. A small house, 8 members, and every member had a dog. A personal dog for themselves. Everyone would play with their own dog. They wouldn't let anyone else play with their dog. Possessed by dog, attached to dog. Dog toshanam. They would love to do that. And I told everyone, I'd gone to the class, and then finally they made a bad choice. The first bad decision they made was to invite me for the program. And the second mistake that they made was to ask for instructions. They were finished. I told you all have to have your own personal Bhagavad Gita, your personal Bhagavatam set, your personal Chaitanya Charitamrita set. You're supposed to have it. That's the rule. Because you have your own dog. You're supposed to have it. And they were like, okay, you've given us target of 4 years. They were very cunning. They said, all right, this year we'll take Gita, next year we'll take Krishna book, next year we'll take Bhagavatam, next year we'll take CC. So they made it into 4-year plan. although it was my immediate plan. You take everything now, but they made it a 4-year plan. One year, we will take one book. Prabhuji, thank you so much for your suggestion. But everyone agreed to take one book. That was a good thing. But 8 dogs in the family and one family member serving one dog. Dog Toshna. I was, how many of you have given, you definitely must have given at least for those great exams in music. Any one of you? Either piano, classical guitar, great exams. Okay, Tiffany Mataji is given. Sindhu Lekha Karuna Mataji is also given. So I did my classical guitar. I did it in classical guitar and from Trinity School of Music London. I'd done my grades. So there I used to often interact with the examiner who used to come. Very highly qualified examiner from London, they used to come. So they would say that in our homes, we have 4 pianos. And this is like mind-boggling for Indians. 4 pianos. Yeah, my son wouldn't let me play on his piano. And I wouldn't let anyone play on my piano. When in India, the culture is of sharing. Anything that comes to the home belongs to everybody. Yeah, that's a sharing culture. Just like Prabhupada letters. Prabhupada letters is a public property. Although it's addressed to a particular bhakta, it's a public property. Everybody is going to read what's going to happen. Whether it's glorification or it's chastisement, it's going to happen publicly. Everything. So it was really mind-boggling for us to understand, my God. That means if suppose you have 5 kids, each one will have their own piano. He said, yes. Everyone will have their own piano, their own instruments. Something very hard to digest. Very hard to digest. For us. Yes. So similarly, each one of us should be centered around Hari Toshna, not this dog Toshna, Kutumba Toshna, the right approach, Hari Toshna. When we are all centered as a community together towards pleasing Hari, yes, pleasing Guru, pleasing Vaishnava, then that case, what happens? Srila Prabhupada writes that it doesn't matter what activity a man engages in. Yes, if he can simply satisfy the Supreme Lord, his life is successful. So somebody is a book distributor. No problem. Somebody cooks in kitchen. Somebody is cleaning the temple hall. Somebody is giving class. Somebody is doing youth preaching, preaching to the youth. Somebody is taking children program. It doesn't matter what activities we do. Ultimately, what matters is what is our intent. Similarly, this verse has a deeper lesson. We all come to the ISKCON moment. Why did we join ISKCON? Why did we join ISKCON? I know, now you all think, Prabhu, to go back home, back to Godhead. Yes, that's why we joined ISKCON. Someone said, Prabhuji, to develop Krishna Prema, we joined ISKCON. Yes? We should, no matter what is the reason for which you joined ISKCON, the most important thing is we remember that. We never forget the reason for which we joined. Because what happens, as the number of years progress, there is a likelihood that we may get so much absorbed in activities. We may get absorbed in activities. Well, I am a youth preacher, so I'm just going to do youth preaching. I'm a book distributor. Like you get into activities or book distribution, you get into youth, which is very good, very nice. But many a times you might forget the purpose. We might forget the purpose for which we came to ISKCON. We may get into management, leadership, posts and positions, roles and responsibilities. We may grow in all of these things, but are we growing in our very purpose of reviving our relationship with Krishna? Increasing, reviving our love for Krishna. We all have love for Krishna. We simply have to revive it. Yes, we have to revive it. This is very important. Are we doing that? This is the question. So we should always analyze and assess. Yes, it's good to analyze our progress in our service, targets, etc. But this is something that is forgotten. So this shloka is reminding us of that very essence, that you may do many things. Now let's translate this shloka in our own life. Yeah, there were many great saintly devotees who were very expert in performing management, in organizing, very competent in defeating the arguments which are atheistic. Yes, they may be expert in festival organization. They may be expert in book distribution program. But yet, despite their power, they could not attain the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? This is because those great devotees could not even conquer the false consciousness of I am this body and this is my service. This is my service. Thus, they simply created enmity with fellow devotees who they thought are their competition, fought with them and died without having discharged the real mission of life. Hare Krishna. Does it make more sense? Yeah. This makes more sense. So many a times we have to translate. This is called transposition. Yes, transposition. We'd have to translate the verses of Bhagavatam, transpose the verses of Bhagavatam in our life. We may do good management. That is all good. Yes. But ultimately, are we achieving the purpose? That's really important. Hare Krishna Om Tat Sat. Any questions? Comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Dhanapranam. What a beautiful class, Prabhu, like always, you know, super. First of all, thank you for sharing your personal experience of this morning, you know, when you went and how service is important. So beautiful. By the way, prasadam is everywhere, one number one, Prabhu, not only in India.
We all came for prasad, we're staying because of prasad.
Yes, yes, Prabhu, what a catches us with prasadam. Yeah, and yeah. Prabhu, thank you for actually the self-introspection part. Very beautiful, Prabhu. It's so helping. I make the notes. Yeah, you know, before sleeping, what I contributed today towards my Krishna consciousness, such a beautiful thing. That way we can progress day by day, thinking, oh, today I did nothing. Oh, I was watching maybe YouTube for like stupid things, you know, like which that doesn't contribute to Krishna consciousness and to my spiritual practice. And what a association we got, Prabhu. What a beautiful points. Yeah, amazing points. Thank you for sharing those things with us. And thank you also for sharing the episode of His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj. He Maharaj is such a sweetheart. It's difficult to not get impacted from Maharaj. He's so amazing. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for sharing all these. And thank you for a beautiful class, Prabhu. Thank you. We are really appreciate. Anuradha Mataji, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Prabhuji, when we read this, when Srila Prabhupada writes that our ultimate goal, sometimes he'll write that Krishna Prema, or sometimes he will write a devotional service. So what sort of devotional service is he, Prabhupada, is mentioning when he says our ultimate goal of life, human life, is to develop devotional service? Because we hear that chanting, and whatever seva we are doing at the temple, all these are devotional service. So what sort of devotional service Prabhupada is mentioning?
I just want to figure out in this particular verse, you get your answer. Evam mana karma vasham prayuntaye avidyayatmanyubadiyamane pritirnayavat mayivasudeve namuchyate deha yoge nayatavat. I'd like you to read this, please.
Yes, please. When the living entity is covered by the mode of ignorance, he does not understand the individual living being and the supreme living being, and his mind is subjugated by fruitive activity. Therefore, until one has love for Lord Vasudeva, who is none other than myself, he is certainly not delivered from having to accept a material body again and again.
This is the platform. Pritirnayavad mai Vasudeve. Till the time this is not developed. Vasudeva Priti. Till that time one has to accept a material body again and again. So this is a platform that we have to attain. And what is this devotional service? This bhakti, devotional service, ultimately concludes in what? Prema. Atha, there is Adho Ushadha, Sadhu Sangha Bhajane Kriya, Anartha Nibritti, Nishta, Ruchir, Asakti Bhava, and Prema. That's the platform, Prema. This one has to attain. So that is what is meant by devotions. Attain to the platform of Prema. Pritirnayavad Mai Vasudevi. Till that time, we don't attain that particular platform. We have to keep taking material bodies.
Okay, Prabhu, thank you. So this is like what we are doing currently as Sadhaka is also devotional service. So this devotional service will lead to that devotional service, which is otherwise known as Krishna Prema.
Krishna, yes. We need to understand that sadhana bhakti, when mature, becomes prema bhakti. Correct. You're right. We have to try to be anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karma dinabhati, as it's spoken in the NOD. We simply have to do that. And as time progresses, a raw mango becomes a ripe mango. Correct? So our same sadhana bhakti only will revive and it will become ripened and it becomes bhava, eventually prema bhakti. So that's the goal. That is the bhakti that is being spoken about.
Okay, Prabhu. Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhu. That clears. Thank you. Dhanyavad Prabhu. Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
Sureshwar Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dhanyavad Prabhu. Very nice class. And then nice superimposition of how to reflect ourselves in this verse. Thank you, Prabhu. So, Prabhu, one simple question. This param, we have seen, was used in the context of being superior, right, Prabhu, in this word. Like param means superior, right? But here, you know, completely different param, only this earth.
Mm.
So, yeah, what does it mean, Prabhu? Like from Bhagavad Gita, we understand, right, Prabhu, param is superior.
Yes, correct.
But here, it's saying only this earth. So some confusion for me. Prabhu.
Yeah, for a king who is living on the earth, becoming a bhupati is the goal. That is param in his conception. Which is, see, we need to understand the shastras are very contextual. So right now, as per the king's limb, now a king, for him, param is to be a bhupati, the controller of earth.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
So we have says our Vritrasura.
Hmm.
He says, he speaks his wonderful prayer. I'll show you that prayers. Nana kaprishtam nachapa. These are all different. Okay, I will go for the sloka directly. 6, 17, 25. Let me take a guess. Not 611, I'm sorry. 611. Yeah. Nanaka Prishtam. So here param for some people may be attaining heavenly planets. Parameshkyam. To become Brahma also may be param. Sarva Bhauvam. That is the param which is contextual here. Rasadipatyam, to be a controller of heavenly planets. This all can be param. Na yoga siddhir. Param means a very big destination.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all the big destinations, which all the types of params which na Vritrasura is rejecting and refusing. And what he is saying, samanjasatva virahiya kangshi. What is it that I want? Yes, I do not want all these things if I have to give up your lotus feet. So, attaining the lotus feet of Lord is the param, the real param, param gati.
Okay.
So, this param which is mentioned here contextually is of that ignorant king who thinks conquering the entire earth is all in all.
Okay. Thank you very much, Prabhu. One more question, Prabhu. You said that the Shastras say about three things, right? Association.
That was a poetic expression, Prabhu. It's a poetic license.
Yeah. Sadhu
Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. This is a shloka actually. Yeah. I'm not concocting the shloka, but I've just made it poetic. So please don't pull my leg there.
No, not like that.
No,
from that context, I'm seeing when the Lord mentions in Bhagavad Gita about the good qualities or the things that we have to develop, means I don't recollect, Prabhu, that Sadhu Sangha quality is being mentioned.
In what? In Bhagavan. Bhagavan mentioned. I'll show you.
In Bhagavan Gita. Yeah.
Yes. I'll tell you. The Sadhu Sangha that Krishna says is Acharya Upasana. There are 20 items of knowledge.
Yes.
Amanitvam, Adambitvam, Amisa Shantam Arjanam, Acharya Upasanam, Saucham. Acharya Upasana.
13th chapter, right? Probably 8th verse. Yeah.
Where else you want? We want in 12th chapter? Every chapter there is association of devotees. Matus Machitta Madhata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam. Association with devotees. It's there. That theme is always the underlying principle. In fact, the very fact of Arjuna taking shelter of Krishna teaches us the principle of Sharanapatti, surrendering unto Krishna. And later on, in the Bhagavatam, through Yudhishthir Maharaj's medium, what Krishna teaches is that I may not be available tomorrow. I may not be available. But because Yudhishthir is not convinced by Krishna. Next, there is Vyasa. The writer of all the Vedic scriptures may not be available. Vyasa. Correct? Physically to you. But Bhishma, a devotee who's glorious, can definitely solve your problem. So start taking association of Vaishnavas. That's the whole theme. You may not sometimes get pleased, even get satisfied, satisfactory answers by performing your own bhakti. That is Krishna representative. You may not get answers by reading all books and shastras. That is Vyasa. But you will definitely get the satisfaction by associating with devotees. That's the whole thing.
Okay, Prabhu. Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Sureshwar Prabhu. Very beautiful question. In fact, when you listen, Paramo, it's Parama Brahma, Parama Dhamma, and very, very beautiful answer, Sanatana Dharma Prabhu. Wow, amazing. Thank you. Tiffany Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I just wanted to say thank you so much for the class. It was wonderful as always. And I wanted to thank you for all of your comments about association. It's been the theme of my life lately. And I'm actually reading your Gurudev's book, The Journey Within, with a group of young people who are brand new to Krishna consciousness. And just last night, we read about the chapter that speaks about association. It speaks about all of the processes, but spiritual community and association. And it was so beautiful to read it with them because they got it. You know, even though they're brand new, they understood how important community is. And it's our lifeblood as devotees. I mean, just, you know, being able to associate with other devotees. And like you said, speak about Krishna Katha and things that are really important. And it changes your life. It really does. My experience is that it infuses my life with so much energy and so much joy. So thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your beautiful reflection, Mataji. It means a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Vinita Mataji. Thank you, Tiffany Mataji. Sorry, you're always paying attention to all the classes. Thank you. Dear devotees, if anybody has any questions or realization for Prabhuji, please go ahead. Right now is the time.
Yeah, Prabhuji, can I ask one more question, Prabhu?
Of course, Prabhuji.
So you're saying so devotee association, but because of our mindset, sometimes we're unable to associate properly, associating quite sometimes, right? So we're losing the purpose. Again, we're chatting something else, or finding at least some challenges, this devotee is like this, like that, right? From always thinking, from those aspects only, but not thinking about how association is talking about Krishna Katha or discussing few aspects, right, Prabhu? So I'm not seeing that way, Prabhu, devotee association at all,
Yeah, I get it. In a community, sometimes it might be challenging to initiate a Krishna Katha. Yeah? There may be all other things being spoken about, but what about direct Krishna Katha we hankering for? So one good way of doing it is with the devotees whom we have good relationship, we can schedule some reading of Prabhupada book in our free time. We can definitely come one-to-one and read something in a smaller group. Even we do that. In fact, our all managerial meetings, we have made it a point in our team here at Karadi, and whichever forum that I go, it's very important that we first start with Krishna Katha. Even in fact, I've seen many big leaders do it. They have 3 hours of meeting. They would invest 33% of the time in Kirtan and in Katha. That means one solid hour, first nice Kirtan, nice bhajan with the meaning, then a nice discussion of a section of Bhagavatam, then proceed towards management meetings. So what all discussions we have before, and I have seen many senior Vaishnavas I go to, before we start the meeting, they would ask, okay, Prabhu, can you please share with me what exactly are you reading of late? What are you reading and what are your reflections? Please do share something. And then we share, then they share, and that's when they start speaking about management. So this can be a culture. as soon as you meet Hare Krishna Prabhu. Okay, what is something that you... Okay, quick question. What did you hear today in the Bhagavatam class? Please share something very insightful. Quick. Well, I would like to start then. If that person is not responding, you caught that person off guard. And next time, if you do this, the person will be very careful. All right, I have to be prepared. Sureshwar Shyam Prabhu is coming, I'll be prepared. Okay, what was that shloka? What was the point? Okay, right, I'm ready. Yes, Prabhu. So we can definitely. Of course, we don't want to, intentionally, okay, now I'm going to catch this person off guard. This guy is not ready. 1, 2, 3. What is the point that you liked in the Bhagavatam class? That's not the thing, but we can start a conversation. We can try our best to initiate the conversation that way. Or we can at least take a conversation towards Krishna. And what is easier is actually to start. It's becoming quite difficult, pure Krishna Katha. Now, in the community also, there may be many wonderful Vaishnavas who are doing some devotional service very nicely. We can appreciate that. Within the whole community, it can start from an appreciation of a Vaishnava also. So that way you get in, because ultimately the appreciation of Vaishnava is a quality, is commitment towards Krishna. That is glorified. So automatically it's linked to Krishna. And then it is easier to come to Krishna conscious platform. That is also something you can start with. A glorification. I just heard yesterday. I just got a mail in which what has happened is there are two senior Matajis in our congregation who are unable to come for book distribution. But you know what they have done? They have prepared and sent, just now in front of, they have sent a lot of prasadam. So as we distribute books, we are also going to be distributing packets of prasadam. So since they are unable to move out, they said, well, we would like to contribute in this way. You give them the prasadam, the sweet experience, and just by having some sweet prasadam, they will have an experience of Krishna consciousness. So this is an appreciation we can do. For yesterday, what had happened was there was terrible, very bad rains. And in the rains, the devotee came for the DT service. Usually, normally, I have seen people backing out even in the last moment. And it's quite genuine that, Prabhu, I'm not able to come for the DT dressing. People back out. But that devotee, he came. He came in the rains and our hearts were melted. The inmates of the temple. Our hearts were really melted that this person has come from almost, say, 4 or 5 miles away. He's come. And I did appreciate this devotee in all my classes yesterday. And even I'm doing it today. So we can start off with an appreciation to devotee. And then the point is the commitment towards service. So that's a value point. So you start with some good values like that. Devotional values. That's a way to initiate a very healthy consciousness in our talks.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Thank
you. Prabhuji, there are many beautiful comments in chat box from Radha Krishna, Mataji or Prabhuji. He says, Hare Krishna, Dhanu Pranam Prabhu. Dhanupranam to all the devotees. From Plus Plus, Super Blissful Association, Dhanupranam. Mahindra Mataji, she's a very regular attendee and a beautiful chanting she does every day. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Panchang Pranam, such an eye-opening class, amazing, thank you. Indulekha Karuna Mataji, she's one of the best devotees in the Bhakti Sangha group. She's appreciating amazing class. Prabhuji, love the practical lesson to introspect every day. If I have done anything to get closer to Krishna, very grateful. The recession. And then Shivani Mataji is asking something that we all might need and bug you, your phone number. Then Nam Prabhuji, thanks for the wonderful class and association.
I'll give you my email ID. I'll give it to Raj Prabhu. Raj Prabhu can share it with those who need.
You can give it to Shamagori Mataji actually, or you can.
She has everything.
Yes, or you can.
Details. I really wonder from where she found me.
She's a gem that we have, Prabhu.
One of the first thing that I saw Bhakti Sangha Japa is addressed by very senior Vaishnavas. I'm a small, tiny tot. How am I here? That's what I keep wondering every time I come here. How am I here? What am I doing? And she's the one who discovered me. So she has everything.
Shamagori Mataji, please go ahead.
Yeah. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for the one more wonderful class. And thank you so much for your commitment. You coming every alternate Friday to Bhakti Sangha. We are very, very grateful to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your wonderful association. And please pray for us. Whatever instruction you give in your class, we should follow that.
Nadaji, please don't take it as Insta. I'm the junior most person here. It's not instruction. It's for me to follow. It's something for myself to follow.
Yeah. We all need to follow.
It's for me.
Yeah.
I speak for myself only.
Prabhuji, we are all learning. You like Chandramouli Maharaj said, more you know, the more you know that you don't know anything. Yes. Like that. So you know more. That's why you are saying that. So we are your student, you know. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu.
Yes, Shyamaguri Mataji. Prabhuji is so busy. It's amazing. His series on TV is Seedhi Baat Prabhuji Ke Saath. So I don't know how much time Prabhu you dedicate there, and then you come and enlighten us. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
I'll tell you, many of them ask, is the show scripted? It's not. Many times I'm not aware of the topic also. I just get in, what's the topic? It's all impromptu.
Hari Bol. Wow.
You are so brilliant, Prabhuji. That's why.
Prabhupada's training. Prabhupada's books are amazing. They give you all knowledge.
Preeti Gail Mataji has a question. Preeti Gail Mataji, please. Okay, go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Dandavat Pranams. Very, very nice class, very well animated class. You keep us so engrossed in the class, Prabhuji. My question is, when we are chanting, we were just discussing that it's more like a devotional service to Krishna. But if you're chanting and you're actually praying for Krishna to get rid of your anarthas, is that something wrong, or should we not do that? Can you please throw some light on that, Prabhuji? Thank you.
I would like to give something that I've learned from my teachers. I was hearing, because in our Pune, there's a culture, because Radhesham Prabhuji is the community leader. This is many years back. He would give something called Japa talk. Before our Japa, he would give a Japa talk for some 5-10 minutes. And those Japa talks used to really help us all in our focusing on our Japa. So one Japa talk, it just got triggered in my mind when you asked me this beautiful question. Thank you for reminding me of that wonderful point. So he said that we are all helpless children, helpless infant children, yes, toddlers. So what do children do? The children do only one thing. They cause nuisance. We are that kind of children. We scream, we shout, and especially pass stool and urine. A child passes stool and urine and plays in that. And after playing in the stool and urine that the child has passed, the child starts crying because he cannot bear it anymore. And the louder the cry, the faster it would attract the attention and mercy of the mother, who would come and clean up the child. So similarly, it is our own activities, it's our own desires and perverted intentions which are led to ourselves being stooped in materialism. So our cry has to be very fervent, like that child, to request. It's a plea to the mother, Hara, the energy. Hara, Hare Krishna, please come and clean us up. There's absolutely nothing wrong with this prayer.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the clarification. Thank you.
Thank you, Preeti Mataji. Very beautiful question, which helped all of us, I think, here in this group. Thank you so much. And thank you so much.
The example was very graphic, right?
Yeah. We are actually doing that, I think. We are engrossed in that.
It's a fact.
Yeah. So thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. I just had a comment, Prabhuji, for you. Prabhuji, thank you for the very valuable advice on how to spend even a managerial meeting that you normally would have with other devotees. We are having our first Bhakti Sangha reunion in Dallas in a couple weeks. And a few of us are going to meet I will be seeing everyone for the very first time. So very, very excited for that. And you have kind of set the mood on how we can interact with each other. Thank you so much. And very grateful for your association and your classes, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Yes, I want to confess something. Actually, I love coming to this forum because this is one of the rarest forums where I get to talk in English. I've become a Hindi and Marathi speaker. It's not that I relish English, but then what I'm saying is this is a forum which will keep me not forget English. Otherwise, I'm going to forget English.
Prabhuji, even Hindi classes, you make sure that you translate at the main points in English at least, so that the other speakers can, I mean, other audience can understand. So for it's very helpful for me. Hare Krishna.
Definitely. So thank you. Thank you. In fact, yeah. Bhakti Sangha Japa is a blessing for me to meet such senior Vaishnavas and serve senior Vaishnavas. I come here for serving.
Blessings for us too. Prabhuji, we have one hand raised. Can you take question?
Gail Prabhu.
Gaurangi Mataji, please go ahead.
Hey, Krishna Prabhu. Yeah, I would just like to follow up on Preeti Gali's question about praying for our anartas to be taken away during japa. And so I'm wondering if, since we are given the instruction, just focus on the sound vibration only, just focus on the sound, you know, would it not be a distraction to simultaneously utter this prayer or be meditating on that prayer? Wouldn't, you know, simply focusing on the sound vibration alone be the same as making that prayer about having anartas taken away? Or would it be distracting?
I got your question. We need to understand that there are three aspects of meditation. The first one, I'll put it in the chat also. The first one is attention. Attention means paying sufficient heed to the details of our japa. That means to hear the sound vibration. Number two is awareness. Now, awareness is a feature where we want to know why we do what we do. This is very important. And there's absolutely no wrong for praying of destruction of anarthas. Even Prahlad Maharaj does that. Prahlad Maharaj was, and Narasimhadev had a conversation. Narasimhadev was telling Prahlad Maharaj that please ask for something. Prahlad said, I don't want to ask for anything. Narasimhadev said, no, I'm telling you to ask for something. Prahlad said, we are not doing business here. I'm not a businessman. Yes, I've done bhakti for you selflessly. He says, no, I insist you ask for something. And Prahlad says, all right, if I need to ask for something, please liberate my father. Narasimha says, I've liberated 21 generations of yours. Now ask for something for yourself. Then he says, Yadi dasyasi me kaman varam tvam varadarshaba kamanam hridya samroham bhavatasto vrane varam. If you really want to grant me, yes, you want to really grant me a benediction, then grant me the benediction that let there be no lust in my heart. That's all I pray for. So he's praying for, because if lust is gone, everything is gone. Lust is the source of all anarthas. Satisfaction of lust leads to greed. Satisfaction of greed leads to pride. Satisfaction of pride leads to envy. Dissatisfaction of lust leads to anger. And dissatisfaction of anger leads to illusion. So all six anarthas are connected around lust. Lust is the seat. Yes. So he says that give mana. So that is the awareness. And finally, there is third, which is called absorption. Now, awareness you can prepare before the round. Normally, I do that. After I complete one round, I do offer a prayer. I keep it in mind. Why am I chanting? Well, I'm chanting because of the instruction of my Guru Maharaj. I'm chanting because I want to develop. I want to revive my love. I'm chanting because I want to get rid of my anarthas. There's no problem. Awareness. And then you start offering a prayer that sets your awareness. When you chant the Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya and you start. The third thing is absorption. Absorption means when I chant, there is nothing else in this world for me. It's just me and Krishna. That's all. So these are three stages. So these three aspects have to be balanced in a meditation.
Okay, just for clarification, what was the distinction between number one and number three?
Yes, attention means to pay heed to the details. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. We are very clear. We are paying attention to details. And absorption means that there is nothing else. We have nothing. It's just you and Krishna. Nothing else. There is, you are oblivious to the entire existence. That's absorption. This will be developed at a much later stage. We can work on our attention and awareness. Absorption will be gifted to you.
Yeah, wonderful clarification. If you wouldn't mind just slowly repeating how the various six anarthas are connected to lust.
All right, yeah. I just made it quickly because that was not the subject matter. That was a side point. I'll do it for you. Mm-hmm. Lust. Lust when satisfied. I'll put it on the chat for you. Lust when satisfied turns into greed. Yes, that's the connection. And greed, when it increases further, it develops into envy for others. Yeah, greed first develops into pride. Pride. Yeah, you have more. The more you have, the more you are proud of it. And that pride leads to envy of all those things. Even if you see somebody having something little, you're envious. No, you want even that. So that's how the anarthas progress. And when lust is dissatisfied, it becomes anger. And when anger goes further, it becomes illusion. Kamat krodho bijayate krodhat bhavati sammohat sammohat smriti brahma smriti brahmasat buddhi nasho buddhi nashat pranashyati. 2.62 and 63 reference for you. The dissatisfaction of anger is mentioned, and the satisfaction of anger is something I know from senior Vaishnavas.
Can you elaborate on how anger turns into illusion?
Yeah, that's what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, right? If you first dhyayato vishayam pumsaha, you meditate. I'll get you the shloka. Where is that? Okay, I'll go directly to Bhagavad Gita. You meditate on the sense object, you develop attachment. By attachment, you develop further strong sense of association, sangha, sanjayate. And this sangha, this association, the attachment leads to lust, very excessive attachment. And when this excessive attachment, which is transformed into lust, is not satisfied, Krishna says it leads to krodha, anger. And anger leads to sammoha. That is what is illusion, right? Because a person loses a sense of discrimination. Who's the target of, suppose somebody is angry, he loses. When somebody else becomes a victim of anger, yes, one loses one's discrimination. It's illusion when he loses the object of one's attachment. It was like Ravana, who was attached to Sita. I want Sita. When he could not get Sita, couldn't enjoy Sita, he used to get very angry. And so many good men tried to instruct him, give him a good counsel. But he was under the spell of illusion. They told him about the prowess of Ram, the glory of Ram, everything. But he could not. He was in grand illusion, thinking that I'll get away with it. But I'll not give back Sita. That was illusion. These are three faces which are visible in every demon.
Uh-huh. The three phases being?
Sorry?
You said the three phases?
Yeah, anger. That's lust, anger, and illusion.
Lust, anger, illusion. Okay. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you, Preeti Mataji, for the question. And thank you, Gail Mataji, for the follow-up question. Nice. That just gives us more clarification. Thank you. Dear devotees, if anybody has any more questions or realization, please go ahead. Last minute call.
Sorry, Prabhuji, is it okay if I ask something in addition to that same point that you're making? So from illusion, does it lead to desperation? Because we see so many people now where they feel completely helpless because of the situation and anger is not going to work out. So does that also give way to a sense of depression and desperation?
Yes, you are right. Smriti Vibhramaha. Smriti Vibhramaha means you lose all this knowledge of Shastras and all good things that you have heard. And finally, as you said, Buddhi Nashaha. This is that stage you are talking about. It eventually leads to Buddhi Nashaha. That means you have lost your... You end up breaking four regs because you are desperate. You are delusional. And it's all over. Buddhi Nashaha Pranashyati. One falls down again to the pool of material existence. So you are right. It leads... as per Shastras. You may call it different names, but it's ultimately the same experience. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Okay,
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Do you have, I just want to have a follow-up question, Prabhu, if you have a minute, a second maybe.
Yes.
So, for the japa, you mentioned about attention, awareness and awareness, absorption.
Yes.
So, in the absorption phase, it is just you and Krishna. But the thoughts are some things like what we have to do afterwards or whatever it is keeps coming, right? How to be completely absorbed that it is just because they keep coming. How we can train our mind. This is a monkey mind, which keeps on planning something which is not with Krishna, right? Even though we wanted to. So how that can happen, Prabhu?
Yes. Your answer is right on the screen, Mataji. Mind will do its job. That is to be unsteady and flickering. Yato yato nischalati manas chanchalam astiram. So as soon as you realize, tatas tato niyametat atman neva vasham neet, you have to endeavor to bring it back. That's called attention. That's not, see, unless one attains attention and awareness, it cannot lead to absorption. So attention and awareness are in our hand. Absorption is a gift that you will definitely get when you do your homework of attention and awareness. So we are right now talking not about, we cannot talk about absorption without having first paid attention. Right? So here, this is in attention. This is right in attention where we just pay attention to details. Take care of details. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nah, I just have to hear one mantra. His Grace Gurijan Prabhu in his Japa workshop, he always says this. Just hear one mantra. That's all. And be happy. So we have to just focus on that mantra which we are reciting.
Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Padma Mataji. I'm just letting you all know, I'm loving this, but I have another class at 7:30, so I'll just take Janki-ji's question in the chat, and then please let me, you all have to bless me to go ahead for my next class. Yes. Okay. So her question is, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, which is the top anartha to destroy? So as practitioners, so that others all will dissolve. We already discussed this. And this is what Lord Krishna says very clearly. I'll show it to you from Lord Krishna's version himself. Yeah. So Krishna is saying this very clearly. It is lust only. It is lust only, Arjuna, which is born of the contact with the material mode of passion and later transformed into wrath. And with
Kama esha, krodha esha, rajo guna samudbhav,
which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world. That's it. So Krishna is instructing Arjuna very clearly that you have to slay this enemy. This is the eternal enemy of the lust. Avartam jnanam etena jnanam nitya vairinam. So it is lust. Slay this enemy of lust. See? Slay this destroyer of knowledge and self-realization. So Krishna is asking everybody to slay this lust. So Krishna himself is saying that. Okay.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you for the beautiful class. Thank you for the beautiful answers. Prabhu, chanting seems like a real, thing, a difficult thing to conquer. Prabhu, sometimes I try to listen. And when you close your eyes, you feel it going inside and you can feel it. And sometime, I don't know if I do right or wrong, I try to write Hare Krishna from my mind inside. That way my mind don't go anywhere. And I try like Hare Krishna, like I literally write it down, not writing physically, but from my mind.
Visualize.
Yeah, and I write it with different colors so God can be happy. And it helps me a little bit. So maybe, I don't know.
You can absolutely do that. Because Krishna abhinnatvam nama namino, Krishna's name and his form are non-different. You can definitely visualize as long and until it's helping you to hear. Some devotees even keep cards and they just read. There's no problem. They just read the card, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. As long and until it
helps you. Yeah, we also project the screen always while we are.
Nothing wrong. We can do that. You can write it in fact, you can visualize two words at the same time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, you can do that. There's nothing wrong.
Thank you, Prabhu. Good. Thank you so much.
Really helps.
Awesome. Dear devotees, let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. He has to go for the next class. Vancha Kalapata Prabhupadaji Grace Sanatan Dharam Prabhuji Sangha Japa.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.